from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, broadcasting live today from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to hitchrv.com. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Football season is officially here. This is the second day of training camp. Make sure that you've taken care of all the things that you need to take care of, because we ain't got time to be missing any games, any time talking about football.
We don't even have time to miss practice. That's why we're here today. All right, 215-592-9494. Big show planned today. Eagles rookie pass rusher Jalix Hunt's going to join us after practice. Excited to get to know him. Of course, the first time we heard him was when he called Howie Big Pimpin'.
What up, Big Pimpin'?
I'm excited to talk to Jalix later on the show. We'll get to a lot of Phillies. That was an ugly loss yesterday. I mean, just an ugly, ugly loss yesterday. But, Hugh, we are here. We are at Eagles camp. And you know what today feels like? You know, yesterday, Jalen spoke, right? Nick spoke. Mm-hmm. And we got those answers to those questions. Today, at least for me, and I think, you know, we did an event last night, Hugh. We met some great people yesterday. And the first questions everyone was asking you and us was like, what do you think, right? Like, what do you think about this team? Today feels like the day you start really thinking about the 2024 Eagles and how good they could be. Yesterday, Jalen Hurts started to turn the page on last year and looking to move on and look forward to 2024.
Yeah, go through offseason. We put a lot of work in. I think all the things that we've been through last year, all the opportunity we had last year, I know everybody's hungry. You know, everybody's hungry. You know, there's a ton of opportunity in front of us this year. And I'm excited to be back, excited to go through this journey and go through this season with everyone here, you know, from everyone, you know. And I truly trust Mr. Lurie, I trust Howie, I trust Coach Sirianni to lead us in that right direction. And I know there are different roles in place. Everybody has different responsibilities. They may be more demands from some than others, but I think to win championships, to be the team we want to be, everyone has to buy into that role, and everyone has to, you know, be fully committed to doing their part and helping the team. And so I'm excited to go on that journey. You know, I feel like for me as a player, as a leader, everything that we went through last year, I just feel like I'm equipped to handle whatever's to come. And so I'm excited to, you know, forge whatever this year is supposed to be.
Well, what it's supposed to be in the eyes of many is a Super Bowl kind of season. You heard Jalen yesterday, and when I'm hearing him talk, I'm thinking about like how good this team could be and the expectations. He's trying to turn the page. Hugh, when you think about this team, 2024 Eagles, the roster is literally in front of us on the field right now. Where do you come down on the idea of the Super Bowl and expectations for this team? Do you expect this team, Hugh,
yes,
to be a Super Bowl caliber team?
Yes, yes, I do. And I tell you why, man. The talent that they've amassed. You know, we were telling stories yesterday. And I was telling you a story about how when I got cut from the Jacksonville Jaguars and I had a chance to have one more money grab, because I knew at that point in my career that I probably was going to be done playing. Like my best years were behind me as far as playing football. And a friend of mine called me and said, "Fool, you better take your ass back to Philly. They're going to the Super Bowl." And that's kind of the feeling that I have with this team here. I'm not a part of what they have going on. I'm not a part of the magic. But listening to Jalen speak yesterday, like, you can say what you want about Jalen. There was a lot of, like, let's just be honest. Let's just throw it all out there on the table. A lot of people made a lot of excuses for Jalen when it came to how he treated Coach Sirianni and everything like that. And they always talked about, well, he don't have to do this and he don't have to do that. What Jalen did yesterday, he's quashed all those rumors. He let you know exactly where it's coming from. You know why he did that, Joe? Because he knew that what he did wasn't the right thing to do. Like, when he talked about taking a journey and people have different responsibilities and all that other stuff, that to me sounds like a man that is aware of how what he said started a firestorm and started a whole lot of speculation, and he wanted to put that away and let everybody know that he's all focused on – what he's solely focused on is winning a Super Bowl. So that's why I feel the way that I feel today.
Well, the talent is certainly there. And Hugh, yesterday, yeah, sir, I agree. It was a step in the right direction to calm down all the Sirianni jail and all that stuff. And
yeah,
really, to move us past last year, which has been difficult. I mean, every time we try to talk about the 2024 Eagles, inevitably something comes up with the 2023 Eagles. It's kind of the way it is. Here's where I'm at it. 215-592-9494. Look, I see the talent. I mean, they're in front of us right now on the field. We're at the NovaCare Complex. We're watching practice. I see the talent they've amassed, and there's a lot of it, especially on the offensive end. This team should be one of the better offensive teams in the NFL. They have that kind of talent. They have Kellen Moore now. We all expect Jalen Hurts to be better than he was last year. It's all there. But when I think about what they are and how good they could be, I hope. That's where I'm at today, Hugh. I have hope, but I'm not sitting here yet. I need to see this thing come together before I expect a Super Bowl kind of team. Look, the way they finished last season, we can all hope or think that it's not who they are. And mm-hmm. I think they're better than that, right? Because they were bad at the end of last season. But the last time we watched them play, they were not a good football team. And they had a lot of the same talent that we're all raving about right now. So, Hugh, they got to prove it to me. And I don't know when that date is when I can start to say they've proven it. It's not going to be in the summer. I mean, it's just they're playing, it's basically flag football in practice, and they're not going to play in the preseason much. So I don't know when the day is going to happen. Maybe it's early September against the Packers. Maybe it's the end of September when they start to prove to me they're a really good football team. But, Hugh, I need them to prove it first. I need to see it first. And I hope they can, and I think I have real reason for hope. But I'm not there with you yet. It's hard for me to expect a Super Bowl when there's two new coordinators, and mm-hmm. that could take some time. We just heard from Vic Fangio this morning to kind of get everything into place. And, you look, and we watched some of these guys warm up this morning and walk out. It's different when you watch the Eagles without Jason Kelce, without Fletcher Cox. The two lines, which have mm-hmm. been so consistent, right, for a decade. They've had good offensive line play, good defensive line play. For the first time in a while, I am curious on how good they're going to be on the offensive line and the defensive line. That's a question for me.
No, and that's valid. That's fair. But I tell you this, Joe, as a former player, the one thing that you always do, regardless of what the situation is, you have to keep pushing forward. And you always have to tell yourself, you have to, because you have to. And you want to speak that into existence. And I think when I see these guys out here right now and I hear Jalen Hurts talk, you're right as far as when you talk about how you have to see it. But Jalen took a step in the right direction yesterday when he put all of that stuff aside. Now, I'm not saying that they have to go to dinner or hang out with each other, because I don't think that's going to happen. But Jalen does understand that in order for this team to go and to get to ultimately where they want to be, that him and the coach, they have to be on the same page. And he did a great job of doing that yesterday. This is like, You know, and I'm going to hit y'all with a whole bunch of cliches right now. And I know some folks don't like those.
But this Jalen is, Douglas over here.
Listen, Jalen set the foundation yesterday. And at that practice, that was the first brick. You
brick,
get where I'm going
brick
with
by
this?
Brick?
You get where I'm going
brick
with this?
Brick by brick?
I hate to do it to you, and I know people hate this when people say this, but that is the foundation for every athlete. I don't care if you're a professional. I don't care if you're playing in high school, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, whatever it is. It starts with that foundation, and the foundation is believability. You got to believe in what's being told to you. And then every day you go out there and you build. You build, Joe, you build. You're supposed to finish it for me, Joe. You build.
You build. You build.
You build brick by brick. You're supposed to say brick by brick.
Well, I mean, Hugh, you're the one I found. I actually found this out yesterday. That Hugh Douglas, before football, was going to be a bricklayer. Yeah, I mean, literally, this is who this guy was going to be. That's where the brick by brick comes
from. That's where it comes from, Joe. Yeah. Brick by brick.
Brick by
Gotta have a plan, man. Gotta have a plan.
Well, and you know what? Yesterday we did hear that from Jalen. He was trying to lay those bricks and lay that foundation and brick by brick. Let's listen to Jalen because he said something yesterday really interesting in the midst of his answers about Sirianni and about moving forward this season. He talked about his message to the team. Hugh, I think this is interesting because anyone with half a brain could say they have a lot of talent, right? This is one of the more talented teams in the NFL. But that only takes you so far.
Yeah.
You know, last year, I think we would have said they've got a lot of talent, and that didn't take them very far. Here's Jalen yesterday on what actually wins, and it's not just talent.
Yeah, I think we're in a great place. You know, I think anytime you have any frustration, anytime you have any adversity that you have to overcome, it's supposed to test you. And I think it's a matter of being on the same page. You know, and I think if we're on the same page, we maybe would accomplish the things we would have. And, you know, we didn't, but that's a learning experience. You know, and I think it's as simple as if I made it happen, I can make it happen. And this team has made it happen before, and there's no doubt that we can make it happen again. But it takes what it takes, and it takes being together. You know, and my message to the team after we did our conditioning test, and even after our first day of practice, and which I thought was a good day of practice, but you know, talent. You know, I've been on very talented teams, you know, my whole career. I played around talent, and talent wins you games. It'll take you very far, but it don't last. You know, teams is what win championships, and that's what we're trying to do, you know, trying to take that next step.
He's preaching.
And you know what, man? Like, I know this might sound a little corny and cliche, but to me, he's starting to sound like the Jalen that took us to the Super Bowl the first year. And I think that's important because it's about your mentality and how you feel. Like, it starts with your spirit, man. And like I said, I don't want to get too philosophical, but it does. Whatever happened between the time that we had the last press conference when he sat there and he had the pregnant pauses until now, he's come to peace with it. And you know just as well as I do, Joe, when you're at peace with something, it's easy to go out and do what you do. And I think that's where it starts for him. He sounds like he's at peace. He's hitting us with all the cliches that he's hit us with before, and he's not being snippy. Now, I know all of that has to do with the fact we ain't played no football games yet. But like I said, it's the foundation. It's the start of something. And it starts with him with it having a clear head, in my opinion.
You know, you said the Reverend Jalen. That sounds like the Reverend Douglas over here.
Yeah.
You wore the wrong outfit today.
I did.
You need your Sunday's finest.
I should have put my outfit on.
You
should have. My civil rights suit.
We've seen that a while. 215-592-9494. Hope or expect this Eagles team to be a Super Bowl caliber team? Where do you come down? Really, do you expect it? I don't. I hope they can get there. And I see the talent. I see the reasons why. If Jalen plays like he did two seasons ago, certainly they have a good shot. If Vic Fangio has the impact, and we just listened to him a few minutes ago, that a lot of people believe he will, then, yeah, they can move this defense from wherever it was in the last year, bottom of the NFL, to maybe closer to the middle of the pack, maybe a little bit better than that, and they could form a Super Bowl team. The ingredients are here, and I hope they come through. I need to see it first, because the last time we watched them play, they weren't a good football team. 215-592-9494. Kyle back in the studio. Kyle, what are you feeling on this? As we turn the page, we're watching practice. Are you hoping or are you expecting a Super Bowl kind of season?
I think for now, like, this is subject to change once I see them play some football, but I would put myself in the hope camp just at this point. This offseason has, left me with more questions than I think answers, you know, specifically on the defense. I'm not sure that the guys on the defensive line are going to take that step forward. I think Jalen Carter will, but, you know, I have questions about Jordan Davis, and I have a lot of questions about the depth on the defensive line and just the rest of the defense as a whole. Can Vic Fangio get the most out of all the talent that he has, or, you know, what limited talent that he has? And then the offense, I'm really confident in the offense, but, you know, while Jalen said all the right things yesterday, and I love the fact that he sounded excited, I mean, he didn't necessarily, like, I don't just magically believe all of a sudden that him and Nick Sirianni are, like, on great terms and the relationship is great. I think it could become great or become better once they start winning football games, but, you know, they kind of need to do that first. So at this point, I think I would stick more in the hope camp than I would in the believe camp.
Hope. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. We'll get to a lot of Phillies coming up in later this hour. That was a brutal loss yesterday out in Minnesota. And Dave DeBrowski's got to get to work here. But where do you come down on the Eagles? We start training camp, our first time out here, second practice for the Eagles. Are you expecting a Super Bowl caliber team? Because last year, they weren't. I mean, I know they won 11 games and they made the playoffs, but by the time the playoffs rolled around, no one really with watching with any sort of vision could think that team last year towards the end was going to actually win the Super Bowl. We hoped and crossed our fingers they could get it together for one playoff game against a mediocre Bucks team. They didn't even do that. And now they've made a lot of changes, two new coordinators, hopefully a better Jalen Hurts. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Eagles football day, man.
That it is.
What's going on,
it is,
man?
A full Eagles football day. What's up, Chris?
Ooh. You feeling it, Hugh?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
I'm feeling it. You know what, guys? I just can't even wait. You know what? Kyle, let's go! It's time, baby! Gladiators, pick up your armor! Walk out to the battlefield! Put your pads and helmets! The time has come to prepare for the battles to come. Sweat and pain will only mold and forge your mind to become the champion you are destined to become. In the battle, you are on notice. We will fly and dominate anything in our path. A red rain will fill the streets of Philadelphia with a Phillies championship, only to be followed by a green wave in early 2025. Philadelphia, be ready for greatness. We are Eagles.
All right.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Backpack.
Sounds like Chris is expecting a Super Bowl kind of season view. That's what I got from that. How about Chris starting us off the right way on a day we're at camp? Yeah, that certainly sounded like someone that expects this team to be a Super Bowl caliber team. Not hoping, but expecting.
No, you expect it, man. With all the talent that they have, man, and you look at the matchups in the NFL and the, like I say, the talent, yeah, I expect them to be there.
So you say talent, and Jalen said talent. And I look, they have talent. I'm watching it in front of me right now. But I keep coming back to this, and I can't wait till we get to week one and we can see it for real, because with these two spots on the team, you can't see it till the real games start. The one area, or two areas, and Kyle mentioned a few minutes ago, I mentioned a little bit, that I have question marks for the first time in a very long time. He was the offensive line and the defensive line. Like, this year they have talent at wide receiver and running back, right, the skill positions. They have talent at quarterback with Jalen. I even think their talent in the secondary is as good as it's been in a long time. I mean, Fangio was talking this morning about the battles at corner and how that's going to play itself out. They've got a lot of good players. I mean, your guy Kelee Ringo looks like he might have a chance to be a starter, but maybe he isn't going to be because they have other good ones, right? Like, they have Rodgers, they have Slay still, they have you know, the Quinyon Mitchell. We'll see when Cooper DeJean gets back. But, Hugh, for the first time in a long time, I got to see how good the offensive line is without Jason Kelce. We'll see. And right guard is a battle. I don't even know who's going to start right now. And on the defensive line, those young Georgia kids better be ready, because Fletcher's not here anymore. Like, this is their time. It's Jordan Davis's time. Mm-hmm. And Vic Fangio was asked this morning if Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis look like they're ready to play a bigger, you know, workload this year. But, like, those spots, it's time for the young kids to play, and we'll see how good they are.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a challenge. It's a challenge, and I think that these guys are up to it, because I can tell you what, that I know from just listening to Coach Fangio talk and knowing what I know about football, they talk to them every day about the holes that they're filling. And the expectations that come along with filling those holes. Now, I'm not asking anybody to go out there and be Jason Kelce and be a Hall of Fame player, but damn it, you better. The standard is there, the standard is set, and that's something that you have to live up to. And you know that that's going to be a conversation. The same thing with Fletcher Cox. You talk about Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter ran out of gas last year. The yep. standard has been set. So you have to go out there and you have something that you have to aspire to. I'm not going to say live up to. I'm going to say aspire to be. Because those are some big shoes to fill, like you're talking about.
And there's no safety net. Like the other day we were in the studio and the playoff game was on, right? The Bucks-Eagles playoff game. And for the most part, it was hard to watch that because it was just ugly. But yeah. You know what I did notice as we were rewatching it and I looked up every few minutes? Fletcher was playing really well still in that playoff game.
Yeah.
Like there was a safety net. Jalen Carter ran out of gas. Jordan Davis, I guess he ran out of gas too. You know who was still their best defensive lineman in a playoff game?
Fletcher Cox.
Fletcher. And that safety net is gone. And
yeah.
The same thing on the offensive line. Yesterday, Jalen talked about how, you know, Kelce set the protections, right? Because he was so experienced. Well, he's not here anymore.
No.
So, like, the safety net is gone, and we're going to find out if these young guys are ready. 215-592-9494. Jeff is in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Jeff?
I'm kind of with you, Joe and Kyle. I forget where Hugh is at on this. I hope they can get to the Super Bowl, mainly because all the talent is there, and the upgrade in the both of the coordinators and the new young talent on defense. Because it would be a disappointment if I couldn't, and if it was a rift between the quarterback and the coach.
It'd be so disappointing. I mean, like, if they let nonsense get in the way of what we all agree is a talented team, that
right.
would be a shame. Jeff, I would think that they're going to figure it out to where that won't be the thing that drives a wedge here and ruins a season.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, Jalen's saying the right things now, and I think you said something earlier about him, like, kind of, or maybe Hugh did about, maybe he had a little different take on it after he said what he said a month ago or whatever, and a month ago was just, you know, was just him in front of a microphone. So, you know, now he's actually at camp. I think that kind of gets you going a little bit, and the excitement of, you know, a new season and all that. But man, it would be a disappointment if they don't get there. But I still hope they can get there, because anything could happen with injuries, and anything could happen between him and the coach. So,
well, it can. And you know what? Here's the thing. There's an opportunity in front of them, because in the NFC, the Niners are having some issues right now. They got guys holding out.
Yeah.
And look, there's no reason they can't be on close to that level, right? Maybe right under the
exactly.
Niners with the Lions and the Pat. Like, they should be in the mix.
I got a quick Phillies point real quick.
Yep.
Yesterday, that game was more on Kirkring than Marsh not catching a ball in the outfield. Kirkring loaded the bases up, and two of those runs scored, but walked two and hit a guy. And you can't do that if you're trying to win a pennant.
I can't handle the walks out of the bullpen lately have been ridiculous. And Jeff, we appreciate it. And we'll get to more of the Phillies coming up after this, because the Phillies are driving me crazy. For the first time all year, the Phillies are frustrating. It's really been a magical season.
Seems like they're a little frustrated, too.
Yeah, well, they should be with the way they're playing. This is three straight series losses. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Hope or expect a Super Bowl for this Eagles team. What camp are you in right now? As we are literally at Eagles camp. What camp are you in? Hope or expect a Super Bowl caliber team this year at the Philadelphia Eagles? Calls on the X Plus. We'll get to the Phillies. Brutal loss yesterday in Minnesota. And you got to hear what a frustrated Bryce Harper said after the game. We'll play that. Plus Hughes clues for a prize. Well, let's hear the first clue. We'll let you know what you're playing for. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show live from Eagles Camp, Sports Radio 94.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Two and two the count. The lefty kicks and delivers, and the pitch is grounded back up the middle. Stott's got it, but he's got no chance. And Larnach scores, and the Twins win it.
Brutal. Totally a brutal loss yesterday for the Phillies. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, we're live today from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to HitchRV.com. All right, back to your phone calls on the Eagles here. Hope or expect in just a couple minutes. But, Hugh, we got to address the Phillies. And we will have Jalix Hunt joining the show after Eagles practice this morning. So, yesterday, the Phillies, they get a well-pitched game out of Nola, get the home run early, but he battled. He had some trouble with runners, but he got out a lot of innings. And he gave them, you know, he gave them a good start. They get the lead. They go up 4-1. And then that inning rolls around. And they can, I mean, Kirkring's walking everybody. And I have no idea what happened to Marsh in left field. He just clanked it. I mean, he got to the ball. It's a play he makes, I'd say, 99 times out of 100, 98 out of 100. He catches that ball. He didn't. And then I'm officially done with Soto in high leverage. They gave him two chances. He didn't succeed. Hugh, that may have been – they haven't had many losses this year, but that's one of the more frustrating losses because they had that game yesterday.
Yeah, it was tough. And the thing that stuck out to me, and we were talking about this yesterday, Joe, and I was like, man, they match up really well with the Phillies. You know, and they had some really good pitching the last couple of days, Minnesota did, and it's just tough. But you can tell that this team is frustrated. I know they have a little bit of a cushion. I chalk it up to – coming off the All-Star break, you know, and just trying to get back into it. And I know that's you know, that's something that a lot of people probably won't listen to and hear, but they were still in the throes of that All-Star situation.
Well, they better get out of those throws.
Yeah, they are. They so have to. And they walked into a little bit of a buzzsaw.
Yeah, it's three straight series losses now. And this was supposed to be the part of the schedule before it gets actually tough. And now Cleveland comes in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then the Yankees. Then they go on a long West Coast trip against Seattle and all their pitching, the Dodgers, Arizona. The schedule's about to get harder. The Phillies need to wake up, and Dave Dombrowski needs to go get something done. You know, I've for the first time in a while, I've reached the point of some worry with the Phillies. And let me make it clear, not the division. The Braves can't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
In fact, the Mets could pass the Braves this weekend for second place. The Braves really are struggling. I'm not worried about the division. But, like, if you say to me right now, the team I watched this last nine games, does that look like a World Series team? No. I mean, they need to wake up. And they also need some help. Dombrowski has between now and 6 o'clock on Tuesday to go and seriously get some help here. I think bare minimum they need an outfielder that could help out there, at least a platoon guy, but someone that could play either for Marsh or play for Rojas. Mm-hmm. And they need a relief pitcher, Hugh, because this bullpen, it's leaking a lot of oil right now. Between Alvarado and Kirkering's hit a rough spot, and Soto I don't trust. Like, we're running out of guys to trust with close games here.
Yeah, I look at it like I look at it a little different. I definitely do think that we need to get some pitching, but I'm not as bullish on the offense as you are. I think that they have enough. It's just it was a tough weekend, and you talked about Bryce was talking about how the ump was squeezing them a little bit. So it's one of those things where I get what you're saying, and the type of team that we had before going into the All-Star break, they're like the tail of two teams right now.
Yeah, and I also wonder, you know, that they swept the Dodgers, right, that week I was out, and that was the last time they played good baseball. They've lost three straight series. I wonder if they kind of got a little flat after that. Like, that was a big series. It felt like October. They swept it. They swept the Dodgers. And since then, they have looked really flat. 215-592-9494. Are you starting to worry about the Phillies here? And again, worry is relative. It's not worry about the season falling apart or the division. They have a big lead. But I'm not watching a team right now that looks like they did 2 months ago, or looks like they, and I think their record the last 38 games is 19-19. It's been an extended period of 500-ish baseball. Let's hear for Bryce Harper. You mentioned Bryce Hugh after the game. He sounds frustrated, and he also seemed like he was putting the onus a little bit on Dave Dombrowski to get them some help here by Tuesday.
It's like the worst you guys have played for a prolonged stretch this season. Going back before the break, the series against A's is three straight series of losses.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, those are, you know, I thought the A's kicked the crap out of us last game, obviously. But, you know, I felt like we've had two games that got away from us that we could have won. Just haven't.
This team has been pretty good facing adversity. I don't even know if you would call this adversity these last nine games. So I imagine you guys are pretty confident you can find a way to maneuver your way out of this and get back on the winning track.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, you know, going home is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to get home, see my family, and, you know, play in the bank. But we can't let, you know, two games get away from us in the last two series like that. It just can't happen. If you're going to be a winning ball club and be a winning team, that just can't happen.
The deadline is less than a week. What do you think you guys need something else? What do you think it is, and what do you think about what the front office will do?
I don't know. Dave's going to get the job done if he wants to.
Dave's going to get the job done if he wants to. Hugh, I thought the end of that was interesting. If he wants to. I mean, I thought he was putting the ball in Dave Dombrowski's court. He didn't come out and say, hey, we need help, because I don't think he wants to do that to his teammates that obviously would be replaced here. But that sounded to me like a star player saying to the front office, we could use a little help here.
Yeah, he's frustrated. And I think that Bryce let you in a little bit, let you know that you know, he's the assistant GM and he's ready for some moves to
Let's
be
go.
Made. That was a frustrating, no doubt about it. You talk about the way that they lost. They were up, then they lost it. That was a frustrating way to lose that game yesterday. And it's been a little frustrating with the games they play. But like I said, man, the last couple of days for me watching this series, Minnesota matched up really well with
them. Yeah, they did. But teams in the playoffs are going to match up well.
Yeah,
like Minnesota's
you're right.
Playoff-ish, right?
Yeah, they're a playoff-ish team.
So
yeah.
That's what they're going to – if like the road to the playoffs will fate – we will have teams kind of like Minnesota. They got to be better. And the Phillies, bare minimum right now, I need an outfielder and I need another relief pitcher in here from Dombrowski. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phone lines here in a second. On the Phillies, are you starting to have a little bit of worry with this team? It's been an extended period where they have not played great baseball and – of course, the Eagles hope or expect a Super Bowl team this year. But, Hugh, before we go back to the phones, we got to give people a chance to win a great prize today. We got a 4-pack of tickets to the Reading Phillies versus the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, August 13th. Tuesday, August 13th, first 2,000 adults in the park will receive an Alec Boehm bobblehead with walk-up song. For tickets, visit ReadingPhillies.com. Or you could play a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
I ain't gonna lie, Joe. I gotta apologize here about that. I'm a little off kilter today, man. I'm a little off kilter.
What happened?
Because I'm in my feelings a little bit.
Why?
Readers ain't here today.
I know. You told me right before we came back from this break. I've been trying to hide my emotions.
No, I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like as a reformed fat guy, you know, trying to with the struggle. There are certain things that, like milestones, like cheat meals and stuff that you look forward to, like milestones, especially when it comes to food. Like, I ain't eat yesterday because I was ready for this Reader's today. So I'm in my feelings a little bit, so y'all got to excuse me if I...
You didn't eat yesterday because you were expecting water ice in the morning
today, dude?
Hey, listen,
don't at me. Don't get at it. Like, anybody that understands what I'm going through knows exactly what I'm talking about. When you get ready to have a cheat meal, you want to make sure, you know, your palate is clean, I mean, so that it's a savory
cheat. You fasted for water ice in the morning.
It is sugary, but it's not a meal.
It's like you want to enjoy, like...
That sounds
again,
more unhealthy.
No, wait a minute. Listen to what I'm saying. Like, as a person that has, you know, does fasted cardio, when you get that first taste of the day, it's like it pops. And I wanted that to be Reader's.
You wanted that to be Reader's.
Yeah.
For most of us, it's coffee.
Yeah, it's like I wanted it to be Reader's.
Well, it's not here today, which is unfortunate. But We press on here. All right, Hugh, give the folks give the folks a clue here for Hugh's
clue. All right, this first clue is this individual was a former number one overall pick.
Ooh, all right. Well, that's
a sports-related theme.
All right, a sports-related theme today. This person was a number one overall pick. All right, there's your first clue for Hugh's Clues. Four-pack of tickets, Reading, Phillies on the line. Let's go to Terrence at Springfield. Wants to talk about the Eagles and expectations. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What up, man?
What's up, pal?
I want to talk about I actually expect the Eagles to be at the center this year. And I got a little pushback, Joe. I know I went down on the Eagles too. I know you were down on the Eagles last year, but we gotta give Sirianni. I know last year was a collapse. We gotta give Sirianni a little grace here. He has had winning seasons. He has been in the playoffs, and he's a young coach. Jalen Hurts is a young quarterback, still growing. So I'll take last year to a learning curve. You know, you gotta learn from your mistakes. Last year, I think ego got in the way. I think pride got in the way. I think accountability got in the way. So this year, I'll expect these guys to come out. You know, we got the running back we needed. We got a couple of new defensive pieces. We got some new coaches, veteran coaches. So I feel like this year, I expect these guys to go full throttle. The schedule ain't that daunting, ain't that tasking. So I feel like these guys can be a contender. And, you know, we see in San Francisco, they got a little turmoil. Dallas got a little turmoil. So I feel like this is the year where we can bounce back.
Well, you're right about the turmoil. San Francisco has extra turmoil now. It's not just Ayuk.
Apparently,
Trent Williams, too. Trent Williams wants a new contract. Yeah. So
he's been playing a long time.
He has. But it's that's that disease of more, right? The more you win, the more people want their money. Yeah. So, Terrence, you're right. The NFC's got, you know, questions. Good teams, but questions. And it is a fair point on Sirianni and Hurts, right? They're not finished products. I mean, Hurts should be coming into his prime now. Hopefully he stays healthy through it. And by the way, he just threw a nice pass down the field to AJ. And with Sirianni, Hugh, coaches get better. I mean, we'll see what Sirianni's kind of at a crossroads. Like, this is a time where he either gets better.
Both of them are at a crossroads, in my opinion.
They are, right. Yeah. And Sirianni in particular, like, if he doesn't get better this year, he loses his job. I don't know if he's a head coach again. Or he could win 12 games, and it's like, then he's fully established. He's not going anywhere for a while then. So, you're right. They could get better, Terrence. And if they do, they'll be fine.
And a quick thing on the Phillies. I'm absolutely concerned about these guys. I mean, at least they started the season. These guys started the season out the gates. They were hot. I hope these guys are running out of gas. Right now, the bats ain't batting. The pitching ain't pitching. So I feel like we got to add a bat, and we got to add a pitcher. These guys, every year we know their bats go cold. And to see these guys, the way they're playing, they're not playing championship baseball. They're not playing it at all. I heard Bryce Harper talk about the umpire. I don't want to hear about an umpire. You guys have stank lately. You stunk. You have to hit the ball, Bryce. I don't want to hear about no umpire. You guys have to find what's not working for you, because last time I checked, the Dodgers ain't going nowhere. I know the Braves are struggling, but they're going to end up getting Mookie back soon. So we have to find a place here to see where we're at in the crossroads, and we have to get the season back on the right track.
Well, they do. And I'm the whole umpire complaining thing. And Terrence, you're right about that. I don't want to hear it either. Go win baseball games. All right, Terrence, give us a guess here for Hugh's Clues. Who are we talking about?
I'm going to say Peyton Manning.
That's a good guess. Peyton, probably one of the better number one overall picks ever. That's dope. Not it today.
Yeah, that was dope. That's a dope guess.
It was, yeah. And, you know, like when you think about number one overall picks, you think of guys that, like, they're become the franchise player.
Yeah, franchise.
Yeah, he did that. As far as the Sirianni thing and Hurts, Hugh, yeah, I mean, it's a huge year for both of them. We kind of framed it as a huge year for Sirianni specifically because he could lose his job if they don't play well this year. But for Jalen, as we watch him out on the practice field right now, it is a huge year. A year from now, we're either going to say 2023 was the blip on the radar, like that was the weird down year, or we're going to say 2022 was the outlier, and he's good, but he's not that good.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you look at them and the enthusiasm that they display, like I said yesterday, he understood to me when I heard that. He said a whole lot. He understood that his career – right now is tied to the success of his head coach. Those two guys are joined at the hip as far as I'm concerned. And the better, regardless of who is calling the plays, the better Coach Sirianni looks, the better it is for you as a quarterback. And I wholeheartedly believe that it's better it is for this team, because there's a lot of expectation with the talent that they have, and all the guys that are here, the young talent, that they're supposed to be in the big dance at the end of the year. That's how they feel.
Well, a lot of people feel that way. Hope or expect. What are you feeling on the Birds in terms of the Super Bowl? 215-592-9494. I'm firmly in the hope category. I mean, they got to show me that they're great again, because the last time we watched them play, they weren't. And for the first time in a long time, I have questions on the O-line and D-line. It's bizarre being at Eagles camp and thinking that.
Look, your boy, two gloves.
Well, can he pick it out there?
Yeah, he threw a pass. Two gloves.
Was it in the right spot?
Yeah, he threw it to the right spot. I was like a little quick out.
We're off to the races then. All right, Craig in D.C. What's up, Craig?
Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas, what's up, fellas?
What's going
on, Craig?
Man?
What's up,
man? Long time no talk, man. I listen to y'all all the time, man. But you know, it's a certain smell in the air right now, brother. It just finally got me the chance to call y'all, man. And it's football, baby. We're back, baby. Eagles,
I was just about
fellas,
to say poop. I thought you say poop.
Yeah, there was a weird smell coming down 95 today. But hey, yeah, no, the football, hey. The grass, late July, it does smell like football, Craig.
Hey, shout out to Chris, too, man. I love the way he incorporates that "we are" and then goes into the Eagles thing, man. We got to roll with that all year. I love that.
Well, that's his thing now that Saquon is here. That's going to be an all-year thing. All right, what are you thinking, Craig? You expecting a Super Bowl-caliber team?
Hey, definitely. Hey, and one more thing before I get started, too, Joe. Hey, just so you know, man, you know Bruce from D.C., man. That's my brother. That's my big brother, man. So just want to let y'all know I got the brothers condom.
Oh, I know. I know you guys are brothers. You're good callers. Good callers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We calling y'all, man. So, yeah, on these Eagles, brother. Hey, I heard the stats from yesterday, man. Hurts 15 for 16 of TD. No interceptions. Looking real sharp. I'm telling you, man.
Stats from yesterday.
Elliott stats, yeah.
I forgot about it. I didn't look at ESP's stats.
Oh, this is ESP season right now.
I didn't look at his stats yesterday.
Hey, Elliott was charting them, brother. Yeah, man. So, hey, I'm just saying, man, this offense – of course, the question mark is the defense, but you know, hearing what the linebackers, of course, and then what they're going to do with these corners, man. You know, but like I said, if we get Green Bay, man, down there in Brazil, that's going to be my key, brother. We get them guys, you'll be 5-0 out the gate, man. I think that's the only game I'm really worried about. You know what I mean? If it comes a hiccup, but I think I like our chances. And as far as pressure yesterday. You know, yeah, man, last year's last year, and I feel like, hey, man, we moving on, brother. This 2024, man, these guys going to get it done, man. They're all professionals, man. You know, and I just like the way we go on with this direction. You know,
Craig, you worried about the Phils at all?
Yes, sir. Hey, now, on to my Phillies point. Listen, man, I called different shows and stuff, and my big thing about the Phillies, fellas, of course, that took my shorts yesterday, man. I'm telling you, man, you know, y'all like to do the analogy thing, man. Check this out, bro. Wheeler, Nola, Harper, and Turner. Bro, do y'all remember the movie Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah, of course.
Anybody seen that? Okay, so in the military, what we used to do was they had these things called blanket parties. So when you got the guy.
Oh, I heard about the blanket
screwing
parties.
Up, yeah, when the guy's screwing up and you got to get him in check and do it, you know, kind of off the coon. If I'm them four, man, I'm going in there. I'm blanket partying that whole bullpen.
So wait a minute, that's a real. So the blanket party is a real thing. That's just not was in the movie.
Yeah. Hey, that's for real, bro. Yes, sir. Hey, me and my brother, we veterans, bro. We've been through this, bro. You listen. When you got a weak link, you kick his ass and get him in gear, bro. And that's you do what you got to do to make the team progress, man. And I'm just so tired of that bull. It's just ridiculous that bullpen, man. You know, I mean, between Soto, Alvarado, you know, I mean, I just don't understand. It's like, you know, both of our aces, man, Wheeler and Nola, threw gems the past couple
they did.
Games.
I mean, they you got to win those games. Yeah, you're right. Craig, when you have you get like 13 innings of one run, you got to win those games with those starting.
You got to win them, bro.
And they got to throw strikes. 4-1 lead. The same thing happened Friday in Pittsburgh. You got to throw strikes. Craig, give us a guess here. Number one overall pick. Who are we talking about?
Man, hey, we got to go with my man, one of the greatest running backs, the best of all time, you know, bruiser and everything, man. I'm trying Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell. Craig, it's a fun
that's
guess.
A good guess.
Not our answer for Hugh's clues. He's not wrong, though, I don't know about the blanket party, but they got to throw strikes out of the bullpen. That is frustrating. Kirkering yesterday comes into a 4-1 game. Just throw strikes. If they hit you, I mean, he's got good stuff. They hit you, but you can't be out there walking people.
No,
and then
you can't
it led.
Do that.
Then Marsh drops the ball, but by that point, the bases were loaded.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, the damage had already been done. No, I'm with you with that. You got one job, and your job is to go throw heat across the plate to get those cats out.
Yeah, you have to do it. Alex in North Carolina. What's up, Alex?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hope
What's up,
you?
Alex?
What up, man?
Hey, look, man. We don't hope. We wish, man. We wish. We wish any of these teams stand in our way of our destiny, man. This is Super Bowl or bust, baby. We going all the way. This team sounds like it's going to be great. I'm liking what I'm hearing from the coach. I'm liking what I'm hearing from the quarterback. Everything's lining up. We got to keep it pushing. I ain't worrying about this thing, man. Green Bay, come on, man. Burnsy cheese for any time of the day. Ain't nobody stopping us, man.
Nobody.
Ain't nobody stopping us,
this is the
man.
Same team that couldn't win a game down the stretch last year.
That was last Post year. Hey, are you still with your first girlfriend?
No, I'm almost 40.
Okay, then. You moved on, didn't you?
We yeah, but on hold on. But it's man, but sometimes it sometimes year. It takes a little while. You got to make sure. You got to know last what you're watching year. Here.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. You either all in or you get the hell out. Like, come on, man. This is Eagles, baby. This ain't no halftime. No, I mean, part-time fans.
Well, that's true. That's
in,
true.
You all out, man.
So I like it. You're all Alex. I love it. Man. I love that you're all in. I'm with the program. I'm also with the program in front of me right now. They got question marks about Alex. I need to see this thing come together. Alex, good phone call. All in. I mean, how about that? He's all in, expecting a Super Bowl. No doubt about it from Alex in North Carolina, Hugh. All in.
Yeah, as you should be. Well, this team is super talented. Super talented.
What did Jalen say? Talent only takes you so far.
Yeah, it does, but this team is talented.
But weren't they talented last year? That's why the talent thing doesn't resonate as much with me. There's a lot of talented teams.
No, I think they're a smidge more talented than they were last year. I think there was a disconnect.
With you, okay.
There was a disconnect.
So I would agree they are more talented than last year in some areas, right? They're certainly more talented in the secondary with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson back, with Quinyon Mitchell here now, Isaiah Rodgers off the suspension. Hugh, I'm with you on that. I see it. They're probably more talented at running back, right, with Saquon over DeAndre
Definitely.
Swift?
Yes.
Okay. But they're not more talented on the offensive line they were last year. They lost a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, I get you.
They're not more talented on the defensive line, unless you're ready to say Carter and Davis are going to take a big leap.
Carter flashed a lot.
No, he flashed, but he was here last year. He's here again. Like, they lost Fletcher Cox.
Yeah. And
are they more talented at pass rush?
I think they're more competent at the defense now.
I would hope. Last year they were.
I mean, because you know we got a chance to listen to Fangio just a little bit.
Yep.
And he kind of, you know, I like the way that he speaks. He's not out there giving you a whole lot of hyperbole. And when he talked about certain individuals, he talked about them as a work in progress because he understands that where they are right now is probably not where they're going to be when we start playing football.
Are they more talented on the pass rush?
I think so.
And
you know what? Let me tell you, he kind of alluded to that. Now, there were certain aspects of certain individuals' games that he said that need to improve, and that comes with repetition. But I think that as far as the talent and the ability to be able to get to the quarterback, yes. I think they're going to be able to throw a lot of little different you know, things at different teams and everything. I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah, well, look, that's where I'm hoping. I'm hoping because they have some – they have some pieces on the pass rush, specifically like the edge rushers that they're. I mean, we're all hoping. I'm like Nolan Smith is a first round pick from last year, and he does look bigger. He looks
he ain't no leg, did
he? Well, he did upper body, but whatever. He looks bigger than he did last year. Hopefully, he gets to the quarterback because the first year was a wash. I mean, basically a red shirt.
Skip leg day.
Yeah, he did. He probably skipped leg day, but he does look. He looks like he put on some weight here. All right, 215-592-9490 for broadcasting live from 94 WIP's camp comeback at the NovaCare Complex. All right, coming up next on the other side, we'll give you some updates on what's going on out there in practice early on. And something interesting from Vic Fangio's presser this morning, in case you missed it, maybe not the greatest endorsement of one of the new additions here that we have on defense. That's next, plus your phone calls. Hope or expect a Super Bowl caliber Eagles team? And are you starting to worry about the Phillies? Three straight series losses. They played 500 baseball really since London. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop board. Jalex Hunt will join us after Eagles practice on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.